Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
I have Kaija McCourt, J-U-A-H.
Uh-huh.
Last name McCourt.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Hi, Ms. Kaija, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Am I pronouncing your name right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ms. Kaija, would you like to see if you meet the requirements to receive a settlement from the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Yes, okay. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. I'll be your intake specialist. I'll just ask you a few quick questions. Have you gotten an attorney already?
No.
No, okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or retainers with the law firm for this?
Correct.
Correct, okay. Was this for yourself or someone that you know that used the Depo Provera?
Myself.
For yourself, okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Are you getting treatment currently, or did you have any surgeries?
Yes, I had the cornea. I did have surgery. I had. It's not what it see. I can't ever pronounce none of these words.
Oh, okay.
I had to get it removed, and then we had treatment afterwards to, like, you know, make sure, you know, it don't spread this and the third.
Of course. Okay. I'm glad you got it taken care of. Okay, and then what was the date of diagnosis for that? December 8th of 2021, okay. And what was the name of the facility where you got treatment?
UAB.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
UAB.
UAB?
Mm-hmm, UAB Hospital.
UAB Hospital. Was it University of Alabama?
I guess.
Yes. Okay. Was it in Birmingham, Alabama?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So that was the.
I'm sorry. I have a 7-month-old too. So.
Oh, that's okay. No, I can hear him. It's okay.
I'm trying to get her under control. Let's see. Hold on. I can still hear you, but kind of like mind me a little bit. I'm trying to bounce up. Oh God.
That's okay. No problem. I'll try to get through this quickly too. Okay, so that was where you were treated. Were you diagnosed in that same hospital? At UAB?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then where were you prescribed the Depo Provera? Was it a different?
Yeah, it was different. Midtown Pediatrics. My primary care doctor provided it to me.
You said Midtown Pediatrics?
Midtown Pediatrics, yes.
Pediatrics. Okay. Is that also in Birmingham?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. So I'm just going to look up the address really quick on Google. And then have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, nothing prior, no.
Nothing prior, no. Okay. Perfect. All right. And then let's see. Oh, what is your date of birth? 11/23/2000. Okay. And besides yourself, was there anybody else in your family that was injured by Depo Provera?
No, not that I know of.
No. Okay. No problem. I'm just asking.
Well,
just
they probably
sure.
Even got checked to see.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're just trying to help as many people as possible. So if you do know anybody, please let them know. But I'll put no for now. And just to make sure, I want to make sure I heard correctly. Your date of birth is 11/23/2000?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. And then for the Depo Provera, did you use the injectable contraceptive, the brand name?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took 4 injections in 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And then how many years did you use it? When was the first time that you used it?
I've been using it since I was I want to say I was like 13 when I first, that's when Dr. Beasley first gave it to me, and I've been using it ever since.
Okay. What year was that?
Up until, you know, I got diagnosed and just in the third, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so up until the diagnosis. So you stopped using it in 2021?
Yes.
Yep, okay. And then what year did you start using it? Do you remember?
I don't.
No, okay. You said you were 13 years old?
Yes.
Yep, okay. So let's see. To the best of your knowledge, you think it was 2013?
Yeah, 2013 or 2012. 2013. Because I turned 13 in 2012. So one of the two.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, because you were born in 2000. 2013. Or 2014. 2014.
Somewhere back up in there.
Somewhere in there. Okay, so I'll put 2014. Yeah. Because you turned 13 in November of 2013. So I'll put 2014. Okay, and then do you have a middle name?
Yes, a middle name.
Uh huh.
Yes.
Okay, what's your middle initial?
M.
M. Okay. All right, so it looks like you meet the minimum requirements, so we're going to move forward here. At the end of the questionnaire, I'm going to send you an electronic document to sign. It's the retainer, so the attorney has permission to start working on the case, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And then for the attorneys, can you verify your social?
424-51-1822.
1822. Okay. All right. And then what is your full mailing address?
1155 Violet Drive, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
Uh-huh. Birmingham, Alabama, 35215. Okay. Is there a unit number or anything like that?
No, it's a house.
It's a house. Okay, perfect. Okay, and then we're almost done here. I just have two more questions. Do you have a copy of your medical records for the attorneys if they ask for it later?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, and then the last thing I need from you is just an emergency contact in case something happens to you. So if we can't reach you for a long time, we'll reach out to your emergency contact so that there's no disruptions in the case. So for that, is it somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
I can do somebody who lives separate, which is my mother.
Uh-huh. Okay. And her full name?
Tadia McCord, T-A-U-D-I-A. Uh-huh. Last name is my last name.
Okay, McCord. And what's her phone number?
It's 205-584-9506.
9506. You said she lives separate, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And do you have her mailing address?
Shit. I don't. No. Is it required?
It does say required, but let me see if I can skip it. Give me 1 second. Do you have an email address for her?
It's a whole first and last name at gmail.com.
First and last name at gmail.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So I'll do that. Tadia McCord. Okay, so that's it for the questionnaires. Thank you for your patience. So what I'll do next is I'll send you that retainer agreement. You can put me on speaker now if you haven't already. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or you need help navigating the page.
Okay.
All right. So let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly, and then I'll send it over. It's going to be a DocuSign. I'll send it to your email, and they'll also send you a text message. It's the same thing. Whichever one's easier for you to open, you can open up, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I use DocuSign a lot, so.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, it's super easy. I love it.
Oh, but the taste buds came first. I'm gonna do it through my email though, cause I use DocuSign all the time.
Okay.
I'm just waiting on it to come in my email and came yet.
All right, no problem. Yeah, it'll say either Mass Torch Strategies or Natalia wants to send a DocuSign, one of the two.
Give me some.
And then while
you
do
have
that, I don't know, not yet. Hopefully soon.
Oh. I was gonna say your kid be doing it. Okay, he came through email yet, so I'm just gonna try to do it through the message.
Okay, check your spam too. Sometimes it'll go there if you don't have it saved.
Okay, let me get my spam. What is it? What would it be called in all mail? No, it's
let me resend it just in case it didn't go through.
Yeah, I don't think it went through because it ain't in my spam or nothing.
Oh, well, let me make sure I have the right email. So I have your first name and last name at gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay, so I have KY. Is there an apostrophe there or no?
No, it's all lowercase and it's all together.
All lowercase. Okay, let me edit that because I think I added an apostrophe. Give me 1 second.
Y'all find me right there.
Yep, that was the wrong thing. I put an apostrophe. So let me just edit the document.
It make you not want to even do nothing no more when here. You got to go through all this to try not to have kids, and you still end up having to go through a whole lot of life-changing stuff.
I know, it's unfortunate. They failed to let people know of the side effects, so I'm sorry you had to deal with that.
Ooh, I got the DocuSign.
You got it?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect.
I had logged in my DocuSign. Dang, they sent a code to my email. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
1 second. I'm going to send code and everything. Yeah. Say four.
Your baby's
so
cute.
Four? Yeah, she is. She's so chunky. Ooh. Thank you, though.
Of course.
I'm going to say skip for now. Login. I think I got my view document. Okay. So I'm in and I'm doing my name. I'm filling out with all yellow here, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, all the yellow boxes.
Damn.
I'm going to send you another text message really quick with the information for the law firm, okay?
Okay. SMS messages. Okay, so it's telling me to sign somewhere where ain't no yellow. It. So do I still sign right now? I think it's under the resolution case by settlement.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, what was that? What does it say?
It say accepted by, and it say want me to sign right there.
Yes. So sign. Yeah. Wherever it says a yellow box to sign or initial, just follow that one. I'm sorry, what was that? Yeah, just press finish as soon as it tells you. Okay, perfect. I got the notification. It looks like everything's signed. They'll send you another copy on your email, so you have a record of everything. Miss Kaija, the next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to review the information. And then they'll call you, they'll do a case verification, and they'll let you know what to expect next, okay?
Okay.
All right. And that's it for this call today. If you have any other questions or concerns, you can call me back or you can send me a text, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You have a great night.
I have no idea.